You're listening to the Apple Viz Podcast.
Hello there, everybody. My name is Thomas Donville, also known as Sonata Mouse, here for another review and a demonstration of a particular app that I had in mind for this podcast. It is called Capti Narrator. It's spelled C-A-P-T-I space N-A-A-A-T-O-R, Capti Narrator. This is a free app. Yes, it is free. I know a lot of people are probably saying, yay! It is a great and remarkable little free app. It does include some in-app purchases, and I will show those to you of the different various in-app purchases that are available in this particular app. All right, Capti Narrator is very similar to other apps that you may have heard of that will take any book, text, websites, articles, anything like that, and read them back to you by different kind of various text-to-speech voices. You can use the built-in voices of your device, so if you like Samantha or David or Alex or whatever have-not that you want to use, you can use those for free of purchase. There are other voices you can download that sounds remarkably better. For my sake, I'm going to demonstrate today Amy, which is a British voice that you can buy for $4.99. It's a one-time upfront purchase, but for me, I enjoy the voice very much. But if you don't mind the built-in voices and you want something free alternative, this is a great option to do that. So let me go ahead and just dive right into the app so I can show you everything that's available within this app.
Capti. Double tap to open.
It is labeled as Capti. We'll go ahead and double tap on this.
Capti. Menu. Button.
Okay. The very first screen you see when you open up Capti Narrator is what we call the playlist. Now, the top left is your menu button, and we will get to that in a few moments. I want to show you what the playlist consists of, what it has now, and what it will have later when I add things to the playlist. So I go to the right.
Playlist. Button.
There's the playlist, which is at the top center.
Edit button.
And we have the edit button, which is at the top right-hand corner.
40 minutes, 57 seconds elapsed.
All right, so as I swipe to the right, it tells me the current book that I'm reading or article or whatever have not that I have read 40 minutes so far within this particular book.
Reading position, 40 minutes, 57 seconds, 12%, adjustable.
Okay.
Swipe up or down with one finger to adjust the value.
This gives me the position of the book I'm in. So obviously you can do a flick up or down to go further into the book or flick down to go back, further back into the book so you can start where you started. So you can adjust the time lapse of where you are in an article or book by doing a flick up or down. So as I swipe to the right.
4 hours, 55 minutes, 42 seconds remaining.
So there are 4 hours, 52 minutes remaining in this particular book that I'm reading as I swipe to the right.
Search. Search field.
And we have a search field if you want to do any search for particular books or keywords in a book. And I will tell you about the in-app purchase, what would be involved with the search and the very top button, which you had the playlist button. But we're going to keep going to the right.
Playlist tracks. Dimmed. Heading.
Okay, go to the right.
The Jungle Book. Paused. 5 hours. 36 minutes. 39 seconds. Double tap and hold to share. Actions available.
So this is the book that I'm reading right now. It's called The Jungle Book. And this is a free book that I downloaded, and I'll show you where I got the book for your interest if you want to read The Jungle Book. But it tells me how long the book is. Now, towards the top was more of the how far I was into the book and how long the book was. So there are more options you can do with this, but I'm going to go ahead and just keep flicking to the right, and we'll come back to this, and I'll show you what other options you could do with this.
Tracking on. Button. Okay. Following along with the current reading position.
This is the tracking. Tracking is great for people that have any sight. People that are sighted or have dyslexia issues, tracking is what you would want to use. But for people that are blind or visually impaired, probably wouldn't find any use for tracking at all. This is a way to be able, those with sighted could be able to read a much better way and faster way to read a book for them, okay?
Previous track, dimmed. Button.
We have the previous track, so if there are more than one books or articles I have listed, you will see these previous items in the next item. So I'm going to go to the right some more.
Play. button.
We've got the play button. The now, Jungle the play button is now located directly above the home button. So the bottom left is going to be your tracking. Right next to that is previous. And right above the home button is the play button.
Next track, dimmed button.
And to the right of that is the next track. And then to the right of that,
normal button.
It's normal. This is the playback speed. So if you'd like to have it spoken faster, you can just go to the bottom right-hand corner.
Normal button.
Double tap it. And then if you tap on it again, says faster. So if I double tap again,
normal button.
It'll say normal. So it'll play at normal speed. All right. Let's go back to my tracking here.
Tracking off button.
Tracking
following along
off.
With the current reading position.
Go ahead and just make sure that's turned off. So this is the main playlist list. So let's go back to the Jungle Book book.
Search. Search field. Playlist tracks. Dimmed. Heading. The Jungle Book. Pause. 5 hours. 36 minutes. 39 seconds. Double tap and hold to share. Actions available.
Now you can double tap to hold this and share. So basically you're sharing this. Say, hey, check out this book. I'm reading this article or this book or whatever have not with your friends. So if I double tap and hold.
Message. Button. Drag able.
You can send this to a message
double tap
to somebody.
And hold. Mail. Button. Drag able.
Mail this to a person.
Reminders. Button. Drag able.
Set it as a reminder.
Double tap. Add to notes. Button. Drag able.
Add to the notes.
Instapaper. Button. Drag able.
Et cetera, et cetera.
Twitter. Button. Drag it more. Button. Save to Dropbox. Button. Drag able. Double tap more. Button. Cancel. Button. Cancel. Menu.
So those
button.
Are all the things you can do in terms of sharing. Okay. Now if I flick up.
Search. Search field. Playlist tracks. Dimmed. The Jungle Book. Pause. 5 hours.
Well,
36 minutes. 39 seconds.
Here.
Double tap and hold to open.
You can open the book itself to see the word by word that people would see doing tracking. I'll show that in a moment, but I'm going to show you the rest here.
More.
I can hit the more button.
Delete.
There's the delete. So if you want to delete an article or a book off the playlist, you just flick up and hit the delete button, and then you got deleted.
Share.
I can share that once again. So instead of doing a double tap hold, you can also just do a swipe up.
Activate item. Default action. Open. More.
The more button. I'll show you what that is.
Mark unread. Button.
You can mark this particular unread. This is used for people that are got the in-app purchases that will have, you can mark things read or unread so you can show what has been read or not. I will show that in a moment for those that want to do the in-app purchases and what that includes.
Copy link. Button.
And then, of course, you can copy the links.
Cancel. Button.
And then cancel.
Cancel. Menu. Button.
Okay. Let's go back
search.
To the book.
Search field. Playlist tracks. Dimmed. The Jungle Book. Pause. 5 hours.
Now,
36 minutes. 39
this,
seconds. Double tap and hold to share. Actions available. Open.
Flick up and I'll double tap on open. Now,
playlist.
What's going to happen is that you're going to see the one word at a time. So everything on the screen is pretty much the same except for the center where there's going to be words.
Hours. Two. Say.
So if I do one word at a time.
That. Matter. Is. With. Me.
You can see how the tracking works, and for people with visual sight will be able to see this so they can see one word at a time. But for us, again, this is nothing going to be anything that useful for us, but I at least want to show you that option.
Table of contents. Button.
There is a table of contents at the bottom left.
Play. Button.
And the there's the play button at the bottom center.
Normal. Button.
And then we have the normal faster at the bottom right. All right, so.
Playlist. Button.
I'm going to go back to the playlist, so double tap.
Playlist.
That's
menu.
At the top
button.
Left-hand corner. That takes us back to the playlist where we were just at with the Jungle Book. So let me give you a demonstration of what Amy sounds like that I purchased. So if you want to go ahead and just listen to the book.
Play. Button.
You just hit the play
the
button.
The Jungle Book.
And double Counter tap on that.
Moves.
Play. Menu.
Thou art
button.
The master, said Bagheera in an undertone. Save Akela from the death. He was ever thy friend. Akela, the grim wolf who had...
I'm going to go ahead and pause it. The nice thing is that once you have listened to a portion of the book, it will automatically remember and bookmark it where you last left off. So you don't have to worry about losing your place or anything like that. So it's great to have... So you can actually close the app, come back to it later, and then the bookmark is stored right there for you. I will show you the syncing. You can turn sync on, so you can sync this across devices. So if you want to read this on multiple devices, that you can pick up right where you left off from one device to another device, which is very handy, very useful. All right, so this is pretty much the playlist here. So I'm going to show you the top left-hand corner.
Menu button.
It's the menu button. Double tap on menu.
Playlist button.
Now, the menu is going to consist of many, many things that I want to show you. And this is how you can import all the books, articles, etc. that you wanted to read and add to the playlist for Capti to read to you. It is also the place where you can find voices and settings, etc. So now we have the playlist is at the top left-hand corner. So that is how you return back to the playlist. As I swipe to the right.
Browser button.
There is the browser button. This is how you can surf to a website, pull an article off a web, and put it on Capti for you to read at a later time. I'm going to show you a demonstration of this in a moment after I go ahead and finish everything I on the screen for you.
Clipboard button.
You can pull things from clipboard.
Bookshare button.
If you have a Bookshare account, this is a great way to download books. There's probably about 300,000 books or so available on Bookshare. It is a great, great resource. It is a paid service that you have to pay, and you have to be blind to access the Bookshare. But I highly recommend it if you're a real big book fan. It's worth every penny, I believe.
Dropbox button.
Yes, it includes cloud services like Dropbox. If you want to import text files, rich text files, doc files, PDFs, anything like that, you can import those. This Capti Narrator is so enriched that it can import many, many, many different variations of files. It does not include MP3s or anything like that. This is only good for text files and such.
Google Drive button.
You can get it from Google Drives, just like the Dropbox.
Gutenberg button.
Gutenberg is where I got the Jungle Book. I will go into this to show you how to get your free books and stuff like that. So I'm going to go to the right.
Instant Paper button.
Instant Paper is a service that I use. I use this quite a bit when I'm on. I use Newsify to read a lot of articles. And if there's any articles I want to save for future use, reading, or just go back and read, I store everything on Instant Paper.
OneDrive button.
Of course, there's the OneDrive for those that like the OneDrive.
Pocket button.
Pocket is another instant paper where you can store articles and such from various apps like Newsify.
Voices button.
Okay, here comes the good stuff. Here's the voices.
Settings button.
Settings.
Help button.
And the help. And that is it. Now the help, if you double tap on help, it will bring up a number of things you can use to find the help and how to use the Capti Narrator even more on top of this podcast. So feel free to go to the help section. It is very detailed, very well done. I highly encourage you to go to help if you need any more assistance with the manual or whatever you want to read up on about Capti Narrator. So let's go back left one.
Settings button.
Let's go into settings. I'm going to double tap on settings.
Settings menu button.
As I swipe to the right.
Settings, heading, account, button.
All right. You have to set up an account for the first time when you set up Capti Narrator. It's going to ask you to create an account. This is to help you sync across devices and etc. Also, it stores all your information for you so you don't have to remember all the things like the Google Drive, the Dropbox, things like that, and Bookshare. So you just double tap on that, and that will take you to where you had created your ID and password before, so it gets stored in this section.
Premium plan button.
The premium plan, this is what I was talking about, the in-app purchases. There's two different in-app purchases here. There is a premium plan, and there are voices. The premium plan is a subscription base that you pay per month or 6 month at a time. I believe it's $1.99 for monthly, and 6 month is $9.99. This gives you some more benefits that you can use Capti Narrator, such as the playlist. You can actually create folders and place different articles and books into different folders, and then you can create a various playlists. So that's what the playlist button was when we were in the playlist menu. So if you double tap on that playlist button, you can take advantage of creating folders and putting moving things around here and there. The search also comes with the paid premium, is that it offers a more in-depth search. You're able to search way more than you can with the basic free model. And then lastly, it has some other options, such as being able to use a dictionary, has a word game that comes with it, and etc. But the most important thing is the free version. You're limited to a 10 meg at a time size file. So if you have a file that's more than 10 megabits, you will have to get the paid subscription to the premium plan to allow you to go over to 10 megabits, but the cap is at 100 megabits instead of 10 megabits. So it'll give you a lot more headroom and flexibility of what books you can download. However, I have never reached this problem yet. I guess I just haven't read a big enough book that has been an issue, but I've used Bookshare quite heavily, and I haven't come across any issue of exceeding 10 megabits. But I can see if you have PDFs or documents that will exceed that 10 megabits quite easily. And so if you want to take more advantage of that, you will have to pay for the premium plan. Okay?
Synchronization.
Here's the synchronization I was telling you about. So if I flick to the right.
Synchronization. Switch button. Off. Double tap to toggle.
Mine's off for right now. I don't have it on any other device, so for me it's not going to make any difference. But if you swipe more to the right, it'll tell
back
you a little
bit more
about
it. Back up your content to capture servers and sync it to all of your supported devices by pulling down the playlist.
So if you want to sync across the devices and know exactly where you left off and etc. like that, you'll want to keep that on. But by default, I think it's turned off.
Contact us.
You can contact the wonderful developers of Captain Narrator. They are very, very, very great about accessibility. They understand voiceover users. So if you have any information you want to contact them, you just go ahead and do so by double tapping here.
Captain Narrator was created by Charmtech Labs LLC with the mission of removing barriers between people and information. Please send your comments and suggestions to feedback@captivevoice.com.
Okay, so there is the email address that you can send them. Any comments?
Rate Captain.
And then you can rate Captain, and this will take you right to the App Store to rate the Capti app.
Share Capti.
And then you can share Capti with your friends through your social networking of choice. So you can just double tap on that, and that will take you to share.
Privacy policy.
And then privacy policy.
Terms of service.
And terms of services. And that is it for settings. So I'm going to go back to the top left.
Menu. Button.
Go back to the menu.
Settings. Button.
And I'm going to go back left one.
Voices. Button.
Here's voices. All right. Double tap
back
on voice.
Settings. Button. Menu. Button.
All right. Now, the screen will show you
loaded voices, set preferred voice and speech rate.
Because I am a English speaking, it's my native language. I'm going to swipe to the right and I'll show you what voices
selected.
I have.
Manage. Button. One of two.
You have two options here. There's two tabs. There's a manage voices, what you have on your device.
Download. Button. Two of two.
Or you can see what you can available to download for purchase as a price, and I'll show you that in a moment. I'll show you what I have on my managed voices here.
English. Heading.
So here's my English voices.
160.
150, that is the rate. I'll show you one more.
Speech rate and words per minute. 15%. Adjustable.
So you can
swipe
adjust
up and down with one finger to adjust the value.
How fast you want the voice to speak back to you. So mine is set to 15, so you increase the rate to make it higher so it will speak more words per minute. So if you're one of those great people that have the ability to listen to at a very fast rate, you are in luck. You can just swipe up and down to increase those rate of how many words you like to hear per minute.
Selected. Amy Britton, Ivona Software.
All right. This is Amy. You heard Amy being spoken in my Jungle Book. She's in Ivona Voices. I purchased this as a British voice, and it's selected, so that is my default language, or I should say my default voice.
Daniel, written, system.
And if you go to the right, here's Daniel. Now, these are voices that are built into the device. So Daniel, of course, if you want to use Daniel, you can double tap on Daniel.
Karen, Australia, system.
There's Karen.
Moira, Ireland, system. Samantha, U.S., system.
We all know the famous Samantha.
Tessa, South Africa, system. Restore all, button.
Now you can restore all. So if you have any purchases done and you had to reload Capti for any reason, you can just double tap on restore all and it'll restore all the voices for you. Okay?
Languages, button.
Language is at the bottom right-hand corner. If English is not your native preferred voice, go ahead and double-tap on that, and it'll bring up a list of all the foreign voices that is available for Captain Narrator. Just double-tap on your language, and then it will refresh your list of all the voices that is available for your voice of choice.
Download button, 2 of 2. All right.
I'm going to go to the second tab that was at the top. There was the manage, and then there was the downloads. So I'll double tap on
selected.
Download.
Download. 2 of 2.
All right. Now it's going to bring up all the voices that I don't have downloaded, so I'm going to swipe to the right.
English, Australia, heading.
The first thing it's going to do is going to give me the English, Australia. Now I'm going to show you some things. There are some pretty cool things about Captee that I have not seen with other app, and I love it very much, and I'll show you why.
Liam Kidd, a Capital Group, 34 megabytes.
Now, these new kid voices are kind of new this year. They're great voices, but very expensive. It doesn't matter which app I use. They're just very expensive kid voices. So if you want to listen to that voice, you just double tap on that voice, and I'll give you a demonstration.
Hi, I'm Liam, an Australian English voice from Acapello. If you like the way I sound, I would be happy to read for you.
Okay. So that is the voice that you can download and purchase if you want. Now, if you go to the right,
$11.99 for Liam Kidd.
It's $11.99, which is, I think it's a little high, but the voice is pretty good.
Try Liam Kidd button.
Now, this is the cool part. If you would like to try it, because in this case, with a lot of different apps, it does not do any justice, I don't think. Now, the examples are always mocked up, played up, staged up, I guess you could say. And it sounds great. Have you been in my shoes where I've downloaded some voices where it sounds great in an example and it did not sound like whatsoever what the example had as I've been reading a book, which is very disappointing because I just wasted the piddly on some of the costs of a book or I have some voices to turn out that it wasn't anything like the example. So you can double tap on this and try the voices out for a limited time. I don't know how long the time is. I wanted to say it was like 1 week, but it gives you enough time to use voice to see if you're going to like the voice or not. Is that not cool or what? Now, that only, I believe, only works for Ivona voices, but let's find out here as I flip more to the right.
Lisa, expired. A Capula group, 76 megabytes.
Now, here's
Stop
Lisa.
To play sample.
That's Capula. Maybe it's Capula. Capula. I have tried this out before, so it expired, so I can't listen to Lisa anymore, but I did like Lisa. If you can double tap on Lisa to hear what she has to say.
Hi, I am Lisa, an Australian English voice from Acapella. If you like the way I sound, I would be happy to read for you.
Okay, so that's Lisa's voice there.
$1.99 for Lisa. Button.
So she's $1.99 if you want to purchase.
Nicole, I own a software, 128 megabytes.
Okay, here's Nicole, and it's Ivona.
$4.99 for Nicole. Button.
Now, Ivona is usually $4.99. I figure that's pretty much worth it, so I'm going to go to the right.
Try Nicole. Button.
And you can try Nicole. So it is Ivona, so any type of voices you want to try, you can just double tap on try. So I wanted to show that to you, all the different voices. Yes, if you keep swiping to the right, you will get down to the UK voices and United States voices and etc. There are there. Obviously, I bought Amy, which is a British voice, so she is down towards the UK area for $4.99. That is a one-time purchase, so that is a purchase that you have for life, which is nice. So it's not a subscription. You actually own that voice for the Captee Narrator. So let's get out of here, going to the top left.
Menu. Button.
Tap on menu.
Playlist. Button.
All right. Let's go to the right.
Browser button.
All right, I want to show you something cool. This is really cool. So I'm going to browse. I'm going to go to a website.
Address: http://applevice.com/textfield.
So you can put a text field here, and you can put in the site you want. So I obviously put applevice.com already onto this entry here. So you just hit go, and then it will bring up Applevice website. And I'm going to go to the right, and I'm going to show you some other things.
Selected bookmarks. Button.
Now,
bookmark.
I have bookmarks up as well, so you can bookmark pages. So if you want to go to a certain website, you go to the bookmarks.
Reload button.
And you can reload the page.
Links button.
And links. Links is a really important thing. I want to show you that in a moment, but I'm going to keep going to the right.
Skip to main content. In page link.
I can skip to the main content, so I'll take you to the main section. So this is where it acts like Safari. So if you want to use your headings, links, and your rotors and stuff to get to different parts of the AppleVis website, you can do so. You can go ahead and just start flicking around.
AppleVis. Visited. Link. Search this site. Text field. Enter the term you wish to search for. Search. Button. Login. Link. Navigation.
So it's starting to sound like AppleVis on your screen reader on your desktop. So we're actually in the browser itself. Now, the coolest thing about this is that I don't want to have to go through all the headings and stuff. This has a great capability of going to links automatically. So I'm going to go to the top right.
AppleVis. Visited. Link. AppleVis. Reload. Button. Links. Button.
There it is. There's my links. I'm going to double tap on links.
AppleVis vertical line empowering blind and low vision users of Apple products. iMusic. Hearing colored shapes. Double tap to add to playlist.
Part. They're smart enough to know to harvest and screen scrape AppleVis to provide you the articles that you can find at AppleVis. So this is great, 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 and very useful for any site you go to. So as I swipe to the right.
Nebula Game. Double tap. Having lots of trouble adding custom ringtones to iTunes in Windows 10. Double tap to add to playlist.
These are all the entries, whether it's forum, blogs, that people have put on AppleVis. You can see this entry, and it says to double tap to add to the list to your playlist. So let's find one here.
Help. How do you edit Safari bookmarks on Mac OS 10? What do people think of Apple's silicone iPhone case? Introducing Roger, an accessible walkie-talkie style SwiftKey keyboard now accessible. VMware Fusion 8 and Windows 7 64-bit. Voiceover and sound alert problem. Goodreads, book recommendations and reviews for great books and ebooks. Introducing Greta and Starks, iOS apps to make the sense. My wishlist for voiceover in Mac OS 10.10.12. What is your take on the latest rumors regarding the iPhone 7 and looking for examples of the least and most accessible apps? Apple releases iTunes 12.4.1 with bug fixes for voiceover users.
Here's a blog that playlist. We did here. I'm going to double tap on that.
Apple releases iTunes 12.4.1 with bug fixes for voiceover users. Added. Dimmed.
All right. So this has now been added to my playlist. It's just as simple as that. So if you want to listen to the article and read the article, this is now stored onto your phone and you can listen to it offline. This is really awesome. So I added this particular article and we'll get to the playlist and I'll show you the things we add to this. So let's go back out to the top left.
Close. Button.
Hit the close.
Close. Menu. Button.
All right. Go to the right.
Address. http://applevis.com / address selected bookmarks button.
All right, so bookmark is at the top left.
Remove bookmark button.
Oops, sorry. That's how to remove it.
Remove bookmark button. Edit bookmark button. Cancel button. Cancel menu selected menu button.
That's what I'm looking for is menu.
Playlist button.
All right. So this takes us back out to the menu list. So I can go back to the playlist. Or I can add, continuously add more things. So I promised I was going to show you one more thing.
Browser, button.
And I'll keep swiping to the right.
Clipboard, button. Bookshare, button. Dropbox, button. Google Drive, button. Gutenberg, button.
Okay, this is the place where you can get free books.
Gutenberg, menu, button.
This is where I found the Jungle Book. So as I swipe to the right.
Gutenberg, heading. Search, search field.
Now you can search for a book, or you can keep going to the right.
Popular, folder, button.
It's going to be broken up in popular, the latest, by authors, all sorts of different ways. So you can swipe to the right and find what of choice that you want. So I'm going to go ahead and do popular.
Popular, popular, Gutenberg, back button.
I'm going to the right.
Popular, heading, home, button.
Keep going to the right.
Search, search field, Pride and Prejudice, Austen, Jane.
Okay, so this is number one popular book.
Alice's Adventures in Wonderland, added. Double tap to the Jungle Book, added. Double tap to add to playlist.
I've already added the Jungle Book.
The Adventures of Sherlock Holmes, Doyle, Arthur Conan. Double tap to add to playlist.
So if you want to add Sherlock Holmes to your playlist, I'm going to go ahead and double tap on this.
The Adventures of Sherlock Holmes, added.
Now Sherlock Holmes has now been added to my playlist. As simple as that. Now it's being downloaded and it's going to be stored on your device so you can listen to it offline. So you can do everything by Wi-Fi and then when you get on the road or whatever, you don't have to have Wi-Fi and it won't take up any more data. It's already stored on your device, which is absolutely cool. So all these things you can do, books, articles, you can get things from Dropbox, of text files, documents, anything like that, and then add it to your playlist.
Gutenberg. Back button.
We're going to go back to the back button here.
Gutenberg.
Top
Office.
Left.
Folder. Button. Sprint Wi-Fi network. status menu button.
Go back to top left of menu.
Clipboard button.
All right, so we're back to the menu. So let's go back to the playlist.
Browser button, playlist button.
Double tap on playlist.
41 okay. Minutes, menu button.
All right, so we're at the menu, which is at the top left.
Playlist button.
And we're back to the playlist, which is the top center. This is the button, so if you're a paid subscriber for the premium plan, this is where you can add and do whatever you want with the folders and such. I don't have the paid premium, so I'm not going to be able to show you how that works. I'm only going to show you the free edition.
Reading position, 41 minutes, 8 seconds, 12%, adjustable.
All right, so we're at the swipe position again to adjust the current book, which is our Jungle Book.
Edit button.
Let's keep going to the right.
4 hours, 55 minutes, 31. Search. Search field. Playlist tracks. Dimmed.
Heading. Now, it should now show all the different book and article that we just added. So let's go
see. Jungle Book. Pause. 5 hours, 36 minutes, 39 seconds. Double tap. Apple releases iTunes 12.4.1 with bug fixes for voiceover users. Unread. 1 minute, 15 seconds. Double tap and hold to share.
Actions now, did available. You hear that? So it gives us the article. It says it was unread.
The Adventures of Sherlock Holmes. Unread. 11 hours, 14 minutes, 17 seconds. Double tap and hold to share.
So,
actions available.
Yes. If you have many, many articles that are short, you can actually double tap on one article. I'll read through the article. And if it's unread, it'll go to the next item. So you remember how I showed you how you can flick up to make them, you can mark things unread and read. That's how you can tell it to play from one thing down to the next. So that's what the playlist is useful for. If you have lots and lots of articles that you want to read all at once, that's a great way of doing this. But since I have some books in here, it's going to be kind of irrelevant. I mean, I'll stop a book and then go back to read an article and go jump into a different book, right? So let's just see what this about this article that we did from AppleViz.
Apple releases iTunes 12.4.1 with bug fixes for voiceover users. Unread. 1 minute, 15 seconds. Double tap and hold to share.
1 minute and 15 seconds to actions read available. The article. So if I double tap on this.
Apple releases iTunes 12.4.1 with bug fixes for voiceover users. Apple has today released iTunes 12.4.1 to the public, bringing bug fixes for voiceover and other features. According to Apple's release notes via Mac Rumors.
And then I'll just do a two-finger double tap to stop it. So that is pretty much Captain Narrator in a nutshell with everything I wanted to show you and the capabilities that you can do with Captain Narrator. There are some pros and cons to Captain Narrator. Obviously, the pros is that it's free. If you like the built-in voices to read your books and stuff, you can access Bookshare and Gutenberg and all sorts of things. You can import things, which is fantastic. I love it. The voices, I thought the most intriguing things I've never seen before is try it before you buy it. I love that. Try the voices out before you buy the voice, which I mentioned before was a huge hit with me. I loved it, and it gives me the ability to see in real action, see if it's really come through like it does in examples. As I mentioned before, I bought too many voices before thinking that the examples sounded great and only to be disappointed by listening to the books, and they aren't what they were selling me. Now, the con side of this is if you like the paid subscription for the premium plan, so if you want to be able to get files over 10 megabits but under 100 for documents and PDFs and things like that are bigger, you're going to have to pay on a subscription base for monthly and 6 months. For those, most people probably, it may not be a bothersome to you, but since I have a tight budget, I really restrict on, I don't like doing subscription too much if I don't have to, and so that is up to you whether you think you should want the subscription or not. Now, there are other apps that you can pay up front, and there are no restriction on space, and plus they may be able to do a little more with low vision people that will offer a lot more in a way of being able to change the dark themes and the wordings, the font size and things like that. So if you're a low vision person, I'm not so sure I would recommend this to you, but if you're a new person and you would like to try something like this as a blind user, this is a great option to start with. There are other apps you can look that are similar to Captain Narrator that you can look that are more in-depth and do a lot more, as in highlighting words or copying paste certain snippets of the actual text of the books and stuff. Other apps would be up to you. This one will not allow you to do that, so you cannot take a snippet of a paragraph and such, and so it lacks some of those things. So if you are just only interested in listening and reading and listening to various different ways to read the documents, this is a great way to start. It's free. Why not? It's available in the iTunes store. And so this is Kepti Narrator. And again, my name is Thomas Dunfer, also known as Anonymous. I hope this podcast was very useful and educational to you, and I hope it will benefit someone out there. All right, guys, I'll talk to you later. Until next time, goodbye.
This podcast was brought to you by the team at Apple This. For more information and resources to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit the Apple This website at www.applethis.com, where you can also contact the Apple This team.